Welcome to Cheap Astronomy's Fantastic Physics Formulas, read by Barry Howarth. And this week's episode is The Wave Equation. Since this is Fantastic Physics Formulas, we'll first tell you what the formula is, and then we'll spend the rest of the episode trying to explain what the heck it means. So, first, the formula says that the second derivative of u with respect to time is equal to c squared times the Laplacian of the wave at u. If you remember our earlier episode on Fourier transforms, a mathematically useful way of portraying a wave is to turn it into a function that's drawn out on an x-y axis, where x is time and y shows the amplitude of the wave, that is, how the wave goes up and down over time. If we start by imagining that u is a point in space that can move up and down with respect to time, then at different points in time, u might be at the top of the wave, or at the bottom, or somewhere in between. If you calculated the first derivative of u, that would tell you how u moves over time. So you get a picture of the velocity of u at a particular point in time. But if you calculate the second derivative of u, then you are measuring how velocity changes over time, that is, the acceleration of u. For example, imagine a buoy on the surface of the ocean that's rising and falling with time as waves pass it by. As a wave hits, the buoy undergoes rapid acceleration upward and downward, but over the whole cycle it never actually moves forward or backward. So, in the wave equation, the left-hand side of the equation is about the acceleration of the buoy, where the buoy is the point u. The right-hand side of the equation describes the curvature of the wave, which is the Laplacian multiplied by a constant, c squared. When you see a constant on one side of an equation, you know there's an underlying relationship of proportionality. The c in the formula represents the speed of propagation of the wave. C doesn't have to be the speed of light. It's just the propagation speed of whatever kind of wave you are considering. But if you are considering a light wave, then c is the speed of light in a vacuum. And the wave equation will work just as well in a vacuum as it will work in modeling ocean waves and sound waves and any other sort of waves. So the equation is really telling you that the acceleration of the rising and falling buoy is proportionally related to the curvature of the wave, and that proportionality is equal to the square of the wave's speed. In the formula, the Laplacian, denoted by an upside-down triangle squared, is mathematical shorthand that can describe the curvature of the wave in multiple dimensions. It's easy enough to imagine a three-dimensional wave by imagining you drop underwater depth charge, so that when it goes off, the detonation wavefront spreads out in a sphere. We use the Laplacian for a 3D wave as it saves us writing the curvature in the x direction, plus the curvature in the y direction, plus the curvature in the z direction. The first wave equation, developed back in the 1700s, just dealt with one dimension. And so it did just state the curvature of a wave in one dimension was the second derivative of u with respect to x. So the wave equation in one dimension just describes a wave in the horizontal dimension. A wave equation in two dimensions would also include the second derivative of u with respect to y, representing the vertical dimension. And then a three-dimensional spherical wave could be described by also including the second derivative of u with respect to z, which is like the wave is coming out of the page right at you. So, the wave equation is really a multidimensional tool. The one-dimensional wave equation, developed back in the 1700s, just described a wave on a string. But after we nailed the basic physics of a wave in one dimension, the equation for a spherical wave in three dimensions soon followed. And these days, we are dealing with string theory, which models wave vibrations in either 11 or in 26 dimensions, depending on which particular school of post-quantum string theory you align with. It is all just mathematical modeling, but it does sometimes work out that when we capture data about the real world, it is in agreement with a mathematical model that we've built. And when that happens, we know we've really nailed something. And that is kind of fantastic.